In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we are looking at the preaching of the prophet Amos. He would start his denunciations against the people for three transgressions and for four, talking about the abundance of their transgressions. And then he would deliver God's evaluation of them and his punishment that he prophesied concerning them. Everything that Amos said about these people came to pass just as he said. And as he had talked about all of the nations around about Israel, even unto Judah, then he turns to Israel himself and says, this nation himself, and said, thus saith Jehovah, for three transgressions of Israel, yea, for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they've sold the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, that they may pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and a man and his father go into the same maiden to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down beside every altar upon clothes taken in pledge, and at the house of their God they drink the wine of such as has been fined. We'll be looking at this denunciation from Amos in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at an old Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 30th, 1927. Let me read to you from Elam's notes. For the continued transgression of Israel, God would not turn away the punishment from that people either. These verses and many others declare the injustice, lack of mercy, and repeated wickedness of the rulers as well as others. The judges took bribes of silver to condemn the righteous, and would even take no so small a bribe as a pair of shoes to condemn the needy. Justice and mercy did not appeal to them. They panted after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, which may mean they oppress the poor to their last degree, bruising their heads in the dust. They turned aside the way of the meek, or showed them no consideration or mercy. In their licentiousness, a man and his father went unto the same maiden. Such licentiousness was practiced in the worship of idols. They lay themselves down beside every altar upon clothes taken in pledge. The law of God was, if thou at all take thy neighbor's garment to pledge, thou shalt restore it to him before the sun goeth down. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin, wherein he may sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear. For I am gracious. Exodus 22:26-27. These people had violated this command. They also drank the wine which had been paid as a fine. If God today, who sees and knows all things which are being done by civil officers, should state them to the world as he did through Amos, would not some appear as guilty as the ones whose lives we are studying? Would there not be an awakening? But let's look what God had done for Israel. Amos chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. Yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his root from beneath. Also I brought you out of the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years in the wilderness, possessed the land of the Amorite. and I raised up your sons for prophets and your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Israel, saith Jehovah? But ye gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy not. In these verses, Amos enumerates that which God had done for the Israelites. He does not mention these blessings in order. He first mentions the destruction of the Amorites. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, lived in Heshbon. He was the first overcome by the Israelites. The Israelites next attack Og, king of Bashan. The Amorites are represented in this verse as of a race of giants, whose height was like the height of cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Og was a remnant of these giants, the size of whose bedstead is given in Deuteronomy 3 and verse 11. The Amorites were one of the Canaanite nations defeated by Joshua. God destroyed the Amorites root and branch, his fruit from above and his root from beneath. The next blessing which God bestowed on Israel here mentioned was bringing them up out of the land of Egypt. This was a wonderful deliverance, in remembrance of which the Israelites should be forever faithful and obedient to God, but they were not. The third blessing was leading them through the terrible wilderness for 40 years, preserving their clothes, feeding them upon manna, and giving them water to drink. The fourth blessing was driving out the Canaanites and setting them in the land of promise, having divided it unto them by lot. Another blessing is, God raised up their sons to be prophets in order to declare unto them his will. The teaching of these prophets they would not heed. God gave them the order of the Nazarites, that he might teach them what it was to be entirely separated or consecrated to the service of God, and this also they disregarded. God then called upon the children of Israel to witness that this is true. They knew it was true. The law of the Nazarite is given in Numbers chapter 6. The one under the Nazarite vow was to separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any juice of grapes, nor eat the fresh grapes or dried. In all the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is made of the grapevine, from the kernels even to the husk. The children of Israel had disobeyed this, and had induced the Nazarites to break their vow by drinking wine. Also, they had forbidden the prophets to teach the will of God, saying, prophesy not. It is no wonder that the destruction of God was solemnly pronounced against such people, and in their impertinence followed swiftly on. Well, that ended that lesson. But we're not through with Amos. I turned the page, and the next Sunday school lesson was written and prepared for the Sunday schools of November 6th, 1927. And the title of it is, Amos Pleads for Justice. Now here's the lesson text. Amos chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. Hear ye this word which I take up for lamentation over you, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is cast down upon her land, and there's none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, the city that went forth 1,000 shall have 100 left, and they that went forth 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. For thus saith Jehovah unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek Jehovah, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth, seek ye him that made the Pleiades and Orion and turneth the shadow of death into the morning and maketh the day dark with night and calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. Jehovah is his name that bringeth sudden destruction upon the strong, so that the destruction cometh upon the fortress. They hate him that reproveth in the gate, and abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Forasmuch as therefore ye trample upon the poor, and take extractions from him of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink the wine thereof. For I know how manifold are your transgressions, and how mighty are your sins, which ye afflict the just, that take a bribe, and that turn aside the needy and the gate from their right. Therefore, he that is prudent shall keep silence in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek ye good and not evil, that ye may live. And so Jehovah, the God of hosts, will be with you as ye say. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. The other text is Amos chapter 5, same chapter, but verses 21 through 24. I despise your feast, and I will take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Yea, though you offer me your burnt offerings and meal offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of the songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let justice roll down as waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream. That verse, Amos chapter 5 and verse 24, is the golden text for this Sunday school lesson. Let justice roll down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. The devotional reading is the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. The king's heart is in the hand of Jehovah as the watercourses. He turneth it whithersoever he will. For every way of man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah weigheth the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Jehovah than sacrifice. A high look, a proud heart, even the lamp of the wicked, is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but every one that is hasty hasteneth only to want. The getting of a treasure by a lying tongue is a vapor driven to and fro by them that seek death. The violence of the wicked shall sweep them away, because they refuse to do justice. The way of him that is laden with guilt is exceedingly crooked. But as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man considereth the house of the wicked, how the wicked are overthrown in their ruin. Who stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry, but he shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a present in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the righteous to do justice, but it is destruction to the workers of iniquity. We'll continue this when we return for our next class.